Welcome to 98.1 KZE, the indescribably beautifully voiced Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. We are so delighted that you could join us today at 98.1 KZE.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's really, truly our great pleasure. You'll be playing around here in Great Barrington at the Mehewi next Thursday night. And what a delight. Have you been to the Mehewi before?
I don't think so.
Okay, right. You travel a lot, it seems, right? You're traveling around the world and you have a new album out. So you've played, I imagine, at many, many theaters.
Yeah, I travel quite a bit.
And you still find time to write, huh?
I try.
Yeah. Do you write when you're on the road? Do conditions feel conducive for that?
It's not very conducive, but it depends. I mean, usually it's better if I can have some time at a piano and not thinking about a show that night. But
right.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, right, exactly. Whenever inspiration strikes, you know. Well, your new album.
Exactly.
Your new album is wonderful and so lovely, and we've been
playing songs
from it. Thank you for putting out such beautiful music. You have the sort of, I hope it doesn't embarrass you if I say this, but I actually learned about you from my father-in-law, who has a wonderful ear for music and plays guitar. And we were all at a family party, and he said, "This is the sort of voice that only comes along once a century." And so our whole family was there watching videos of you. So then when the opportunity came to interview you, I was so excited because, wow, our whole family loves you. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and my daughter, as I was talking to her this afternoon, I was like, "What do you think would be a great question for her?" And she said, "Did she always know she wanted to be a singer when she was a little girl? Did you? I mean, you were trained as a singer from a young age, right?"
I've been singing my whole life, but I think everyone sings in their childhood, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a moment where shame sets in, unfortunately, for some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I was always encouraged to sing,
mm-hmm.
and I always liked it. I don't know that I necessarily had specific plans around singing. I knew that it was going to be a part of my life in some way, but I wanted to be a classical singer initially.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, and that sort of training is in there so clearly, a bit like with Picasso, you know, like learn that and then the jazz, like experiment and play.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. And do you have anything that's inspiring you, especially these days, that you're reading or even watching or listening to that you're finding especially like, wow, there's hope in this, or there's something that makes you really feel excited to move forward?
Not that there's hope in it, but I've been listening to a lot of Puccini. I've been listening to Tosca and La Boheme,
mm-hmm.
And those are just such moving pieces of music,
yes.
and art, and
yes.
They're not hopeful, they're just beautiful.
Yes, yes.
And I think they both sort of, they deal with time in an interesting way, and how fleeting it is, and how reckless we are with it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What else am I reading? I'm reading a book called Kitchen by Banana Yoshimoto. It's a Japanese book. I'm reading a book called A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah Moss.
Mm-hmm.
I just started that. Just like a fun fantasy romance fairyland kind of thing.
Lovely for the summer.
And yeah, and I've been reading this really, really, actually this is maybe some of my favorite stuff that I've been reading lately, which is this book called Master and His Emissary.
Mm.
And it's about the hemispheres of the brain, mm. and how they function and all of the misconceptions that we have about them, like the idea that one side is for art and one side is for math,
right.
and for language. I mean, it's a lot more complex than that, but it's just been so eye-opening to read this because I'm learning about the way that we think and how it's like we have two very different ways of seeing the world and thinking, and those are governed by each hemisphere. And often we favor and we, we value the left hemisphere more, the rational side, quote unquote, the mm-hmm. side that counts and that puts things into categories and that, you know, takes things in abstraction, and we value that more than the right side. And it's unfortunate because it's leading us in a certain direction that's kind of dry, you know, and very, you know, even something like genres, that's a very left hemisphere way of thinking. Like, right. This fits into this box, fits into this, you know, shape, yes, only. Right. So anyway, that's been a really great read and really fascinating.
Oh, thank you so much for entertaining those questions. And I feel like you can learn so much about what is going on with somebody when you hear what they're reading. And I knew that you were reading something. I knew. I don't think everybody's always reading something, but I trusted that you were at this point. So thank you for that. And so how is your performance coming together? Who will you be bringing with you to the Mehewi?
I think it's going to be with Weedy Brima playing djembe, Savannah Harris playing drums, Elio Villafranca playing piano, and Yasushi Nakamura playing bass. So it's going to be kind of like a two percussion set. And I'm not quite sure what we're going to play yet. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be a mix of songs from this latest album that I just put out, but also things from before and things that haven't been recorded. Just a mix of stuff.
It's lovely that you can, that your group is close enough that you can be flexible like that. And
yeah, it's a relief for me. I like being able to have that freedom to feel out what the audience is giving to, what energy they're putting out too.
Absolutely, that really matters. It's like a relationship when you're performing and telling
totally.
Stories, and everything that you do has such an amazingly gorgeous quality to it and very interesting. And I'm really excited to hear a lot more of your work. I've just begun to learn about you, and it's really fun. So,
thank you.
It feels like getting to talk to Ella Fitzgerald or something, you know. So,
that's really sweet.
Yeah, that's how I feel. So, I'm really grateful to get to have this chance to chat with you, and hopefully come and see you next week at the Mehewi on the 20th. It should be a great time. It's a beautiful theater, and Great Barrington's a cool town. It's always nice.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're not too far from there, and it's a nice ride kind of straight up into the mountains, which in the summertime feels like a good direction to go, you know.
Yes.
So cool off, get some cool mountain breeze.
Away from the heat.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. It's been quite a year, and we have all these wild moths, the spongy moths infestation right now. In the Hudson Valley anyway, which is, you know, making the birds quite happy, but is kind of perplexing for us on our bikes and whatnot. What are these guys doing?
I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, thank you so much again for your time here with us today.
Thank you.
And I look forward to hopefully speaking with you again sometime, but definitely hearing more of your beautiful stories and amazing songs. Keep up your great work out there, and best of luck.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime, please. I hope we get to talk with you again someday.
Me too.
Thank you. Bye, Cecilia.
Bye. Take care.
You too. And now, KZE listeners, it is my distinct pleasure to have the chance to give away a pair of tickets to see Cecile McLaurin-Salvant on Thursday, July 20th at 8 o'clock at the Mehewi Gorgeous Theater in Great Barrington. Give me a buzz now here at 1-866-393-9810. I'll take caller number 4 for free tickets to Cecile McLaurin-Salvant next Thursday, July 20th. 1-866-393-9810.